we got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our artist interview segment. And I'm joined by Elizabeth and Kate in the studio. Hey, guys, thank you for coming on the show with us.
Yeah. It's so good to be back.
So good.
Of course. And starting off with you guys and this amazing artist interview, tell me a little bit more about it.
Yeah, so we interviewed Maximus from California. It was really interesting to talk. They had, I'm going to butcher their major, so you'll hear it in the interview in a second, but they have audio production experience. I think that was their major.
Oh, wow.
And so it was really interesting to hear about their audio production experience combined with living in California. So I asked them a lot of questions about how that has an impact on their music.
Right, for sure.
And how they grew up, just because I feel, you know, there's such a star quality to living in California.
Oh, for sure. And definitely I feel like a vibe comes off of that as well. And like you said, it definitely will influence their music because a lot, or I would say majority of the bands that we have on our show are from the Bloomington area, from the Chicago area. Mm-hmm. So having someone from out of state is very cool. So without further ado, here's our artist interview with Maximus this week on New Music Monday. Check it out.
First, start with like stupid question. Just introduce yourselves.
Well, I'm Maximus. I'm 22 years old. We're both from Southern California. We actually met in college. We're both going to LA Recording School for audio engineering.
I'm Charles. I'm 27 years old. Like you said, I grew up in Southern California. Yeah, and audio engineering major up here in Los Angeles.
That's really cool. And so when you guys are making music, what are some of your inspirations?
Oh man, what are...
A lot from our sort of jazz experience.
Yeah, we both were big jazz players, and so we pull a lot from like Miles Davis, kind of Thelonious Monk, Coltrane, but you might not really hear that reflected in much of our recorded music. That's when we're playing. Our recorded stuff kind of comes in more as like a kind of inspired by like Queens of the Stone Age and Muse and that kind of space. It's called like space rock. Muse is called space rock, space, right? Like rock. That alternative rock is what we fall under.
Yeah. Would you say that like living in California impacts like a desire to make music, to be out there, like, you know, just something different in the air in California?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say so, right? I think that you're just constantly surrounded by talented musicians and everyone's seemingly reaching for that same goal. So it just seems like it's always around you, as opposed to when I was in the Midwest. You don't see that really anywhere.
Yeah.
Nobody trying to go for music. So out here, it just feels like an area full of talent and people reaching for it. It's hard not to want to join them in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. I've never really left California, so I've always kind of been in this.
And with that, because we have, you know, we are in the Midwest, but since we're like a college town, like there's so many different like artists and stuff. So what's some advice you have to some of those starting artists and those starting musicians?
Record and just play as much as you can, anytime you can, with as many people as you can, and listen to as much music as you can, whether you like it or not. Honestly, yeah, like find stuff to like about it, because everything you'll learn from everything, and everything will make you craft the musician you want to be. And so it's good to be really well-rounded and have influences from everywhere to be like truly unique and truly yourself.
And you said like crafting. Do you think your background in audio, editing and audio technician, do you think that impacts your music too and your recording?
For sure it does, yeah. It didn't used to, but then now that I know how to do it, yeah. Because it when we're writing, it's like, okay, because we're just a two-piece, so we're kind of limited on what we can do live. But when we go into the studio, like when we write songs, like we can write with the intention of, okay, we're going to put four guitar tracks and a piano on this, and everyone's going to be doing this because this is like, and we can get this, achieve this sound that we both here. And then live, we have to really tone it back and do like these really kind of complex things that both of us have to do to achieve that.
Yeah, I'd say that just knowing, you know, sort of a lot of the technical aspects of the recording makes me think about how I play the drums, especially when we have mics on the kit. You know, you have to play a very special way if you don't want to hit the mics or clip anything on any of the instruments.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's definitely changed the way I play, just knowing how to mic up a drum kit now.
Yeah. Hey, we're Maximus, and you're listening to our song Looking for a Way on 103.3's WZND's New Music Monday.
what's been some of your favorite memories from your live performances?
You want to go first on that one?
Yeah, I don't know. There's been a lot. We just played a show where a dude was climbing a tree and hanging off of a tree, so that was pretty insane.
Oh yes, fires and stuff.
Yeah, there was blow torches going off. That was pretty gnarly.
That was a fun one. Yeah, I mean, it's always fun getting to play shows up in Hollywood just because you get to play in all these really amazing venues. Like, you know, getting to play in the Viper Room before that goes away. Really awesome experience to just sort of sick that we've gotten to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be so cool, like playing in Hollywood. Have you guys, how is it like booking stuff in Hollywood?
It kind of depends, I guess, on where you're looking to book. Because a lot of venues will have like a pre-sale for a 30-minute set. And so you have to kind of go through those promoters when you're first starting out. But you're ultimately working towards meeting as many people as you can, and just who like-minded people who make similar music, and hoping to get like set up shows with them is really what it comes down to. So I guess it's like anywhere else. It ends up being like anywhere else once you break out of the starting out.
Yeah. Do you find that like your experience at your audio school and your production schools, did that help you find with booking, or has it really just been performing and that's been helping with booking?
Yeah, both. We've made a lot of friends in school that have helped us with just about everything we do, and using recording, like we'll edit and mix for bands, and that's just like they become our friends, and then we end up throwing shows with them.
How long have you guys been making together music as a band, and then both separately? Like, how long have you known your instruments as well?
Well, we've been playing together for over 2 years now, a little over 2 years now.
Yeah.
But I've been playing the drums, God, since maybe 2008. So how long is that now? Like 13, 14 years?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
I'm like roughly the same time. I started playing guitar when I was like 8 years old. So about 14 years. Yeah. We're seasoned.
Yeah. And then what were some of your inspirations when you were first learning, if you remember that, to start and get into music?
Jack White was huge. The White Stripes were huge for me. There was like a White Stripes, Beatles. Honestly, there was like a whole time when I started learning guitar where I just played White Stripes music for like 2 years. Like I just spent time learning their entire catalog because it was like a very big addiction to their music.
I grew up just loving all the pop rock music from the 80s. So just that big drum sound always stuck with me. That was my biggest inspiration when I started. And then I got an electronic kit and I felt like I truly had reached the peak of what I could do.
Yeah, that's about all the questions I have. Is there anything else you want to share?
We have another song being released in March, coming out in March. It's we have an acoustic song on our album, and we made it electric and more big and rock. So that will be coming out in March.
And where can our listeners find you?
You could find us on Instagram at Maximus the Band, or our music on Spotify is Maximus. Apple Music is Maximus with two X's.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for Maximus as our artist interview this week. And for the full interview, head over to WZND.com and you can listen to the full thing there. Now, let's just jump right into it. Elizabeth and Kate, tell me more about your experience with Maximus and what the interview process was like.
It was super cool talking to them because I feel like the vibe of them is just completely different. Like super chill California guys. So I was like super interested to talk to them. Mm-hmm. I believe the main guy said he learned guitar at 8, and I was like,
yeah. Wow,
are you serious?
Old?
Like, I don't even think I like knew what music was at 8. Like, yeah. Other than like Nicki Minaj, that was about it for me. So I was like, that's so impressive at 8 and still carrying that skill like to this day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as you'll hear later, because the full interview is going to get uploaded to our website, that I asked them a lot about kind of booking shows in California.
Right. And
because I found that process to be super interesting because here, you know, it's a lot different because we're on a college campus, but it's just so interesting to have a band who has that California connection to get to talk to them and learn how that works, especially as a band who's starting out.
Right, and especially playing shows like in Hollywood, like super famous venues that like all the biggest bands have played, and they're playing these same venues. It's super cool to hear about.
Yeah.
That's so cool because they're just like right on the rise, you know, and you see movies like The Dirt where it explains like Motley Crue's story and how they're playing on the Sunset Strip and just trying to get noticed. Like, I feel like this is literally what they're doing.
Exactly. You know? It is, and it was really cool. They were name dropping some venues that, I mean, I don't know because I'm in the Midwest, but... They were name dropping them, so I was like, well, it must be impressive.
Oh, yeah. Well, because they mentioned they played at the Viper Room, which is like a super cool venue in Hollywood. Like, a lot of the biggest people have played there. I'm sure, like, the Rolling Stones have played there at some point. Yeah. Like, that's how famous it is. So it's super cool to hear from them.
I love that. And hearing kind of their influence with the West Coast and stuff, it's very different to what we've heard through everything here in the Midwest. Yeah. Like, we have such different influences than they do. And I feel like that's something really unique that we haven't really got to see so far with all this interviews. So.
That too.
It's very eye-opening. I actually really love that. And I can't wait to hear more of their music that's going to be coming out in March, that they said.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Hopefully they'll come out here.
Right? Like, we need a show.
We do.
Exactly. So thank you again, Maximus, for being our artist interview this week.